You know, Mark, in his address, delivered it together for the gospel, made a distinction between the gospel and implications of the gospel. I think that was very helpful. And so what we're talking about is that we stand together for the gospel. And that gospel means that we are saved by the grace of God alone.
Yes.
We are saved by the substitutionary
yes.
atonement of Jesus Christ. Yes. Our sins are forgiven only because Christ has paid full satisfaction, dying in our place. And as
yes.
God raised him from the dead, we now have the opportunity to come to him by faith, and we do so knowing that we are justified by faith alone. Mm. All of us are in absolute agreement on that.
Yes.
But the gospel has implications. Mark, talk a little bit about that. What's the difference between the gospel and its implications?
The gospel is what you've just said so well. Mm. It is, as we've often summarized it, God, man, Christ, response.
Right.
You know, God has acted to save us, and we in Christ, and we repent of our sins and trust in Christ. And that alone saves us. But when you start talking about the implications of the gospel, you're getting into all kinds of things that God has revealed in Scripture. And many of those, the four of us are going to be agreed upon. Most of them. There will be a few, though, that we will disagree upon. And differently than the way a liberal person who says, well, it doesn't really matter, what you think isn't really that important. But we're going to have honest discussions. And one of the things I appreciate about fellowship like this is that we can know we have the gospel in common, and it's because we know we have that in common that then we can actually go on and have significant conversations about, Lig, what is up with you in baptism?
That's right.
Or, CJ, yeah. you thought the Holy Spirit told you what? I mean, we can have those kind of conversations exactly because we know that we've got the gospel.
Yeah,
absolutely. And the fact that, and Ligon said this so well, we dignify the truth questions. I mean, I wish Ligon Duncan and I were in absolute agreement on baptism.
Amen.
And yeah.
I had somebody come up to me after the conference today and say, now, do you think the Holy Spirit led Lig Duncan to his opinion on baptism? I said, no. And he said, do you think the Holy Spirit led you? I said, well, yes.
And he said, well, we mean that seriously, not as a joke.
Yeah. And I said, look, Ligon and I both believe that we derive our understanding of baptism from the Scripture. The Scriptures are fully authoritative, but we are in a fallen world. And good and godly men will disagree on secondary issues,
yes.
not the gospel. But on secondary issues, important issues even.
Although, wouldn't we have to say that you ridicule Lig about this issue in a way that Lig would never ridicule you?
Well, that's obviously true. Yeah.
Lig brings,
that's obvious
Lig
to all
brings
listeners.
Presbyterian kindness to the table in dealing with this.
The fruit of the South, one of the things.
That's right. We as Southern Baptists put the baptism, I mean, right there in our name. So it's hard for us to get past the issue here. When we come back, we're going to come back with some final thoughts about why we have hope for the church and its future, looking out at these young pastors, but also...